Millionaires don't do weekends.
Welcome to the MIB podcast, where we help you chase your dreams side by side. And now, your hosts, Mike and Talia Osborne.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
This is Mike
and Talia.
You're listening to the
MIB podcast.
Hope everybody's having a fantastic week. We're recording this on, what, Sunday night?
Yeah, we're not saying that anymore.
I think it is. I don't even know.
Yeah, so.
We're telling them we're recording on Sunday.
Okay.
I'm not telling you when this is coming out. Although you'll hear it tomorrow. We're back to being like one day ahead. Yeah. It's about 10:30 at night. That's why my hair is not combed. And Ty is wearing a sweatshirt because it's cold.
Yes.
And we just don't care. And we had a mess on the table behind us, which we just covered it with a blanket. So you can't tell. All you just see is my Hulk and my Captain America.
And our pictures. Bumpy table.
And our bumpy table with maybe a dead body. Maybe not. What have we been up to?
Oh, working like a dog.
Like a dog.
We have been working on and learning how to do Instagram and Pinterest and Etsy and what else? Twitter and...
We need to hire a 14-year-old to help us out.
I know. We need some kind of millennial to assist us.
I'm a millennial.
And
maybe not your old, but...
I'm going to go with no.
34. Technically millennial.
I don't think so.
I still live with my parents. We're in the basement at this moment.
Either way, we've been super busy and really working on trying to find different avenues for our private label. So that's been an adventure. We're trying to get educated, trying to do things right, learning along the way. So
a lot of work.
Yeah.
Amazon's going good. It's going actually pretty good for the private label. Amazon business is always doing well for reselling.
Yep.
eBay is actually going really, really well because we've actually started to do a lot more thrifting. We even started a thrifting show, which is not out yet, but
so don't look for it.
Yeah, but it will be coming out. And the first, the title of the show is what?
Thrift and Shout.
Thrift and Shout. So it's gonna be coming out really soon, and you'll see our big adventure we took last weekend, shopping all around the area. Well, actually, went out of town to Richmond, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and shopped a bunch there for fun. It was just me and Talia. That was actually pretty cool.
Okay.
And we actually got a bunch, probably dumb footage. And eventually we'll get better at it. But the first episode will be fun and we'll have a cool intro song.
Yes, you got to wait for that one.
Yeah. So besides that, I mean, that's really what we've been working every freaking day.
Every minute of every freaking day. Just
nuts grinding. And,
Did you say nuts grinding?
I said it's great. I said it's nuts, but we've been grinding. Not grinding nuts or anything.
Oh, my.
But then we started... We did our first interview. We did that last week. We have another one coming up later on this week.
Yeah.
We're going to try to do interviews on a weekly basis. We are going to be out of town next weekend, so we'll have probably some filler stuff in between. We will be at Funnel Hacking Live.
Yes.
Nashville, Tennessee, right? First time we've ever been there. It's going to be really fun for a 4-day business conference. It's going to be crazy. We're going to get so much great information. I'm sure it's going to change everything.
How about you tell everybody what funnel hacking is? Because people probably don't know.
Russell Brunson popularized the term of funnel hacking, which basically means you find somebody that's actually doing something right or doing something good. You know they're making a lot of money. You go through their process to figure out what they're doing that's working, and you hack them, meaning you model what they're doing for your business. So if you're coaching, you're a mentor, you go to one of their funnels, their websites, go to the ad, you click on their ad.
What's a funnel?
It's a sales funnel. What the heck am I just saying here?
They might not know what a funnel is.
It's a website that has upsells and downsells and things that make you buy more, hopefully buy more. If you ever been to McDonald's and you heard someone say, would you like fries with that? They're putting you through a sales funnel to give you an upsell. Or would you like a Coke? Would you like to supersize it? These are all things that people do to get more out of their average customer. So if you come to a store and you buy one thing and you walk away because no one asked you if you wanted to get the warranty or you wanted to make sure you add this, this, or this, or these are upsells that make a customer worth more, right?
Yep.
So sales funnels are actually that. When we give you something great at a great deal at a great offer, not just a product, but an offer that then entices you to click on an ad. It then takes you to a landing page, which is called a squeeze page, to get your information, and then offer you even something more on the next page. As soon as you hit submit, you get offered more, and then you get offered more, then you get offered more, right? So the whole point is they're trying to give you the best deal on what they have, and it's always a good deal, but they're also trying to get the most out of every customer that comes there by offering them crazy great opportunities to get the best stuff, whatever. So is there any more questions you'd like to ask me on the spot?
No, I just wanted our listeners to be well informed of what a funnel is.
So we're going to go to the ClickFunnels Funnel Hacking Live, Funnel Hacker Live, in Nashville, Tennessee, next Tuesday through Saturday. It's a four-day full event, but we're going to be a Tuesday for check-in and all that. And it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know it's going to change everything for our private label business and our everything else that we got going on outside of that. And we actually have a lot of cool stuff coming out. So if you are in the pipeline to learn how to sell on eBay for free, maybe you need to stay tuned, right?
All right. So guys, before we forget, definitely check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. Mike has actually been blogging a lot using Medium. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that that information is getting out there. There's lots of good articles that he's already written. He's probably going to be adding a whole bunch more to that. So definitely check that out. We have the links for those on our Facebook page.
Go on the, they are on the Facebook page. Every time I put one, I make one, I share it on there. But go on the website and you can click right from our blog, which is like halfway down the homepage, and you will get to the all the blogs that I have written already. So which is like 7 or 8 or 9 or something by now. So definitely not a good writer, but it's something that I'm working on getting better at. But I think the writing's not great. The information's good. So I'm sure you'll definitely learn something out of everything. And we appreciate you supporting us. So
awesome. All right. So check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/MIB podcast. And we definitely would love to hear from you. So if you have any questions, comments, we'd love to hear from you about eBay, Amazon, selling in different platforms. Send us your email, info@themibpodcast.com.
Yeah, I want to hear you guys, what you're doing, how you're making any money. And guys, we've already reinvested a lot of our snowball challenge this month, and it's doing pretty, pretty, pretty good. So we have not put together a website because I built 2 or 3 other ones, but it is coming. So truthfully, until you guys actually act like you are listening to it and are paying attention, I'm not going to build the website. So go out there and say, hey, we want to see this stuff, and then I'll do it. Until then, whatever. We're just going to make a lot of money and prove a point, and you won't make any money. So, let's just get started. What is today's title?
Married and Millionaires Don't Do Weekends.
What'd you say again?
Millionaires Don't Do Weekends.
What does that mean, Talia?
That means that they're not out partying and hanging out with their friends and wasting a bunch of time, spending a bunch of money on things that don't produce income.
Mm-hmm. So very simply put, I got this from Grant Cardone. A lot of my inspiration for writing comes from the memes of people that I follow. Grant Cardone is a master salesman, a genius real estate investor, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to kiss his butt too much, but the guy's awesome. So he that's what his meme was. He did a video meme talking about millionaires don't do weekends. Like he didn't have a D on the end. He did weekends. And Mr. Grant Cardone, the Cardone Zone, and all that good stuff. Follow him. He's great. You'll learn a lot from him. But the point he was making is it cost him millions of dollars in money by doing what he did. Now, he had a little bit rougher upbringing than we did. I guess his early adulthood, he talked about, and he's very open about, he did drugs and alcohol and things like that. Cost a lot of money that took basically all his money that he could have invested and turned it into something else. And he didn't do that because he was partying on the weekends. So he wanted to be a millionaire, but he couldn't do that because everything that he had, he flushed. So how many people do you know where they have no time, they have no money to invest into starting their own company, but they're out every weekend running up bar tabs?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And they have all the stuff. They got car payments. They got all the junk, that all the stuff that, like, trying to keep up with the Joneses and impress people that don't like them or they don't like either. But they can't do different things because they follow their path, which is obviously the wrong way. And yeah, you call it wrong, call it right, whatever you want to, but you can't say that I want to start a company, I want things to change, I want to be a millionaire, but I can't put money in my 401k because I need that $100 a week to put into my, you know, alcohol problem. And you might not even have a problem, but spending $100 on a weekend on just junk is a problem.
Yeah.
Now I take my family out to dinner at freaking Chili's now. It costs $70, which sucks.
Yeah.
But that's a little different, I would say. It's extra money, which we try not to use as of, like, you know, oh, we need this money to buy groceries and this. No, let's just go waste it on Chuck E. Cheese. Try not to do that. But, yeah, that's the whole – it's going to be a pretty short episode. It's the whole point of millionaires don't do weekends is if you want to be different, you want to be a millionaire, you have to do what they do. You know what they do? They read a lot of books. They don't take a lot of vacations. They invest all the money usually that comes in excess of what they need to live off, back into product, back into research, back into development, back into everything, right?
Yeah.
That's what me and Taya did for 9 months when we first started in Amazon. We took every penny and put it back into the business. And that's why after 9 months, starting with a very low income, we put $2,000 in after, 4 weeks, $500 a week for 4 weeks, and reinvested everything after that and turned the $2,000 into $108,000 in, 8 months?
Yeah.
Not really 8 months, like 7.5.
Yeah.
And between that time, we moved to Florida. No, we moved to Virginia technically for like a month. We found a house in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a distraction, right?
Yeah.
I was working. We packed the entire house and moved it to Florida. And I quit a job while my job ended in Maine. I got another job in Florida. I lived in Daytona Beach, Florida for 3 months, more or less, while my kids are in Orlando. Man, that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
And besides that, we literally, like I said, all this moving and all that. We had a newborn baby. We had all this stuff. These are all the things that, like, these obstacles are in our way. We took $2,000 and turned to $108,000. And then February 5th of 2016?
Yeah.
I left my job because of 9 months of being disciplined, 9 months of doing exactly what we had to do, or 9 months of being smart with reinvesting our income, doing what millionaires do, putting the money back into the company. And that's pretty cool, right? And that's, we learned so much from just doing that, that we figured out a lot of different things with finance and other things like that too, that you'll learn along the way.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you want what someone has, you do what they do, right? So you have to be willing to make
morally correct. Not, don't watch Narcos and
yeah. Well, if you want to be a drug dealer, you can copy Narcos.
Learn from what he got, how he got
him. No, we're not. No. All right. So, but my point is, you know, you copy or mimic what the successful people in your industry are doing. And if they're working weekends, sometimes you got to work weekends. Mike and I, we're not millionaires by any means, but we make a living. We work from home. We get to see our kids. We pick them, you know, get them from the bus stop every day. And a lot of parents don't get to do that. So if you want to do what we do and be able to work with your spouse or be able to work by yourself or be able to have more time with your kids, then you would mimic or copy what we do. And that's why we tell you all the stuff that we do. But also, you know, just be willing to make certain sacrifices. Not going out on the weekends. We rarely go out on the weekends. Like, I don't think we ever go out on the weekends. We might take one day every 5 months and, you know, one of us might go out with a friend. Like, I'm going out with friends this Friday. So, which I never get to do.
Yeah. And I'm going to, a daddy-daughter dance with 4 girls at church.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is going to be so freaking awesome.
Going to be amazing.
Yeah, taking 4 girls to a sugar hop party is great.
Yeah. Either way, so we're not saying don't ever have fun. Like, don't misunderstand. But we are saying be wise with your money and be wise with your time and figure out the things that the people in your industry are doing that make them successful and do that. That's it. It's that simple.
Yeah. And sometimes it's as simple as You don't need those designer jeans. You don't need that fancy car. You don't need these simple things in life that make you happy. But truthfully, who? Dave Ramsey always, I know we talk about Dave Ramsey all the time, but I wish I knew the number. He said the average car now, car payments are $500 a month for an average. And that's a lot of money. We have one of those, which is going to be paid off hopefully in the next few weeks.
Yay.
Right? But that, he said it's something like if you bought a car and you just kept, and that's the thing. Like, and I've seen so many people do it. Once they pay it off, they just trade it in and get something else. Yeah. They just keep that payment revolving for the rest of their life. They said if you put that $500 in at like 21 in a month in like a good, whatever, what do you call it, RIA? Investment, Roth IRA. Yeah, Roth IRAs. By the time you're like 65, that car payment would have been worth something like millions of dollars. I don't know the exact number, but whatever. It's literally like that's how much it was based off the magic of compound interest. And that's ridiculous, right? So you just, by not having a car payment, investing $500 a month in a IRA, in theory, it should be worth, you should be a millionaire by the time you retire. That's wild, right?
Yeah. I mean, another point is if you're single or even if you're married and don't have kids, something that you could do to save money if you don't have a car and you want a car, save that money that you would be paying for payments and interest and Uber. It's cheaper than having a car. You still get everywhere you need to go. I mean, you could easily do that. People actually do that now. So rather than having a car payment, you and having maintenance on that car and having all these things, you basically Uber and you save that money. And then when you're ready to buy the car you actually want, you can pay in cash.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do. I mean, I know a guy I follow named Akbar Sheikh. He actually, he's two Comma Club winner, meaning he's a millionaire in the ClickFunnels world. He literally says he Ubers everywhere. Like because he gains, like when people are, you know, behind a wheel, you're not supposed to be looking at your phone and doing all the other stuff. Be productive. You can't be productive when you're driving, really, right? So what he does is he'll literally Uber to and from his office or wherever he's going, and he'll have 30 minutes on a conference call on the way there with, you know, a client or potential client, whatever else. Sounds pretty good. I wish we had a little bit more time. I wish somebody would drive me to Florida when we go on vacation so I can have that 13 hours of literally, like, writing down stuff and having no distractions.
Yeah.
Problem is I have more now than any is I can't even stay focused because we're doing 47 different things. And if you can fix that, tell me how. I don't know how. But the thing is whatever you want to do, if you want to be a millionaire in life, you follow what millionaires do. If you want to be a whatever, pick that, fill in the blank, you have to follow what they do, right? If it's morally correct and things like that, you believe in it, that's kind of what you have to do. People lay out a framework and all you have to do is copy them, you know? Like back in the day, remember, what was that paper we used to write on that left a carbon copy, right?
Yeah, copies.
If you wrote down on there, you pushed hard enough, it left a copy of exactly what you wrote. That's kind of how you have to be when it comes to being a millionaire and things like that. When I have work to do, I do it. Like if you can see over to underneath that sheet or over here, we have so much stuff to list on eBay. So I can't be finished until it's done, right? Italia needs me to build a certain type of website, a funnel for her, and I have to do that.
Yeah.
Right. And I have to do all these different things. And then Talia has now picked up the slack and do different things as well. Instagram, things like that, that I just went into and she loves it. So more power to her. Helps me.
Yeah.
Go towards my millionaire status. But I mean, the whole point of all that is tangent, but it's just when work needs to be done, we do it. And I think that's what millionaires do. I know that like Bill Gates didn't take vacations until like 40s. And he was already a billionaire by then. So there you go. I heard a lot of guys say that they literally worked every day of the year, you know, in multi-level marketing. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like guys would say they literally worked 363 days of the year. They showed somebody the business opportunity. That's kind of nuts, right? Because mm-hmm. a couple of them days, like Christmas, New Year, like that's like 2 days off. He's over there. Hey, come here. Let me show you how to make money. That's what he did. Now they're a millionaire though, right?
Yeah.
So I think that to have what you want, you have to do what you other people aren't willing to do, right?
Yeah.
So, you got anything else to add?
No, I think that's it. Guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We are excited about our future. We're excited about next week.
Yeah.
Funnel Hacker Live. Can't wait for that. But we hope that you guys will join us on the next episode where we will be interviewing our second couple. Very exciting. And I can't wait for you guys to meet them and hear their story of success and hear the pitfalls that they had and kind of how things turned out for them. So you can learn a lot from listening to other people's stories. So we hope that you'll join us on the next episode.
Even younger couple than us.
Yes.
Which when you see this hair, you can't believe anybody's younger than we are. So we hope you guys have a fantastic week. Make sure you guys leave us a review. We really appreciate that. We're doing all these vlog sessions, even when we're at our best.
Yes.
Like this today. So we really do appreciate you guys supporting us. So we appreciate everything you guys do for us. Thank you for listening tonight. We hope you have a fantastic
week. Bye.